Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sydney turned up at Danny's home demanding to see Rachel, but Danny insisted he leave as she didn't want to talk to him. He and Sydney fought and Sydney left but remained outside the house. Danny assured Rachel that he and Leah would protect her. Shelley, Christopher, Robin and Dion visited Ranveer in hospital and promised him their full support. As we return, it is early morning. Annie is sitting outside when Maria approaches her.
Annie? It's only me.
Sorry, you jumped me, Maria.
I was worried when I woke up and didn't see you in the room. Then I peeped out and saw you sitting out here.
Yeah, sitting under this tree is my favorite spot, especially early in the morning.
I love it too. Let me sit and enjoy the freshness. What you thinking about? You look like you lost weight.
It's so much on my mind. I had terrible dreams.
Sorry to hear that.
I kept jumping out of my sleep.
During the night, I realized you were tossing and turning.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. You want to talk about it?
It's just...
Hey, maybe we could go down to the creek so we can have some alone time to talk.
Yes, I would like that.
Alright, we could take a swim too.
Got to swim if you're going to the creek.
Alright, let's grab our towels and I'll tell Mommy and Daddy we're leaving.
Okay.
Oh, I love coming down to the creek, Annie.
The water nice and cool and it's so peaceful here, Maria. I was dreaming that my father came to get me.
You think he would come?
Yes, but they don't know where I am, so that's good.
I can't imagine you going back there.
The same thing will happen again, and I just don't want to deal with that anymore, Maria.
I understand.
Thanks.
Speaking about fathers, you're afraid of my father?
Well, in a way, yes.
Why?
He reminds me of my Uncle Joseph.
Oh.
I know he's not Uncle Joseph, but he reminds me of him so much.
Daddy's not a bad man. He would never do anything to hurt you.
I know.
Okay.
Uncle Joseph made me, like, I don't trust men.
I understand why you feel that way, because of what I went through with Mary's father.
You're lucky they put him in prison.
Sometimes these things happen to girls like me and you, and nothing happens to the men.
Like my uncle Joseph. I don't think anything will ever happen to him.
You don't know that.
Who will do him something? He...
What?
I'm not the only one he hurt.
Oh.
I know of at least two other girls. And nobody did anything to him.
That's not good.
I don't know how many girls, but I know of those two.
He's probably been doing that all his life.
But nobody does anything to him.
It's so sad and sick that so many of us experience sexual abuse.
He started touching me when I was 8 years.
Gosh.
I remember he would call me when nobody was watching and try to touch me in uncomfortable places.
Honey.
And then...
Anything that happened to you is not your fault. It's not our fault that these bad men can't control themselves and leave us alone.
I think about it all the time. It's like, no matter what I do, I can't get it out of my mind.
I know.
And then, I worry about my younger sisters. I ran away, but they are still there. And I think he will do the same thing to them. And it hurts me so much. And I don't know what I can do to save them.
But you never told your parents.
You know how many times he threatened to kill me? He choked me one time after he did whatever he did to me. And I said I was going to tell my father, and he choked me until I almost passed out.
Wow.
He's serious, Maria. He'll kill me if I tell.
You don't think your father would protect you?
I don't know. Like I said, Uncle Joseph touched other girls, and nobody did anything to him. The girls were blamed.
Why do they do that? How can they blame us for being sexually abused?
I blame myself. He would tell me it's not him, it's me.
You can't believe that. Annie, you're only a child. A child is never responsible for the behavior of an adult.
I don't think I would ever be at peace as long as Uncle Joseph is alive.
Maybe we should kill him.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't mean that. It's just, now I'm having flashbacks about Mary's father, Ralph.
Oh.
I know I can't kill anybody, but...
These thoughts enter your mind.
Yes.
You think things like this will ever stop happening?
No. And that's the scary part. Especially when I think that Mary has to grow up in this world. And that some big man could be watching her and wanting to hurt her.
You have to protect her, Maria. Do whatever you must to protect her. What happened to you and me can't happen to her.
No. Then I would really kill somebody.
This is such a painful life to live.
Annie, you're strong. And you will finish school and then you could do something with your life. Maybe me and you can talk on behalf of other girls.
I guess.
Something must be done about girls who get abused in our villages.
Yeah.
You think you want to tell Mommy your story?
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
I just want to be free from the pain, Maria. I want to live like a normal girl.
You will. You can give up. You have me, Mommy, Daddy, and Mary. We will be there for you. We will help you. I promise you that.
Hi. My name is Patience.
Christopher! Christopher!
Dion, what happened?
I just saw something amazing on this Facebook page.
What?
You know about Guyana Together?
Oh, yes. A friend mentioned it to me.
So how I only now learning about it?
I forget to tell you. Besides, you don't really mix with anybody except me.
True. I really become some sort of recluse. If I'm not at work, I'm home.
Yep.
Anyway, this video feature a trans man. Look, this is so amazing.
From what my friend was telling me, Guyana Together is about creating more acceptance reducing prejudice and stigma against LGBT persons. And one of these ways in doing that is by having people like you and me tell our stories.
Wow.
They got a website, social media pages, and everything where they can feature people like us.
Well, I want to tell my story.
Oh gosh, I ain't see you excited about nothing so in a long time.
Christopher, you know I've been saying that I want to be involved in some way.
I know.
This is it for me.
All right. Like I told you, one of my friends got links to the organization. So I can tell him you're interested.
And look, all the people involved are not LGBT persons.
That's the beauty about it.
63 businesses involved.
All of we is humans and deserve respect.
Yeah?
What? Why you suddenly got that look on your face?
I just started reading some of the comments.
Look, don't take on them people.
Christopher, we got a lot of work to do to change people's perception in this country though.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't even telling anybody that they need to agree with my gender identity. I just want people to respect me and not target or want to hurt me.
Love, it just shows we got a lot of work to do as a community. We and our allies.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I want you to stop reading those comments.
You can't ignore how people feel about you though.
Let them feel how they want to feel. We are who we are.
Yeah?
You think when Ranveer get discharged, he would want to get involved?
Let me give him some time to catch back himself first. Remember, Ranveer is still very shy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get on this right away.
I can call my friend and find out how we can get involved.
Christopher!
What?
This makes me feel so hopeful.
Hey, Dion. Don't cry, man. It's alright. We just gotta keep living with life and keep hope alive.
Unique and Kevin, y'all enjoy yourself on y'all date and don't call me and Sonia again. Yes, I seen it's okay and the door's locked.
Dinah, you know they can call me again.
But they need to stop. Unique behaving like me and Rishi and Shemoda and like I don't know nothing but babies.
And so are your new parents, eh?
Anyway, look how we are still sleeping so peacefully, eh?
She's too sweet, Dinah.
Yes, such a beautiful child.
It bring back memories of when I wanted a girl. But the law started fit and gave me two boys.
Well, you know me story. I had me baby young and me auntie take it by herself to give away me child.
What a thing, eh? Imagine Lucille and Cecil raise your daughter June.
And I learned the truth when I done big already. And she done big already too.
Anyway, how Miss Lucille and Cecil? Like they stop work?
Not really, but June just drive them out anywhere they want to go.
Okay.
I could watch she sleep all night.
Me too. I just glad she healthy, man. But they got to do other tests, right?
Yes, another dry blood test between 4 and 6 months. And by the grace of God, everything can be alright with that one too.
And after that what?
Well, once this dry blood test is negative too, they're going to do a rapid test when she turns 18 months.
Oh, you know, Kevin explained all this thing to me how much times?
Girl, it's not you alone.
And when that test at 18 months is negative, then what?
Well, she will no longer be considered an HIV exposed infant.
Ah, praise to God.
Yes.
Look, it's Kevin calling me now.
Really?
Yes.
Look, I go in the kitchen and make a little tea. You want some?
Yes, thank you, Dinah.
All right.
Yes, Kevin. Everything okay with the baby? She's still sleeping.
Sonia, tell them to left me alone.
Dinah, you know they can call me again.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.